I cover up all the mirrors. I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil. Make a meal I won't eat. Step out into the street alone in a sea. It comes over me. Oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, but baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? With me when I'm out with my friends.
Man, I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh, wait. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love, and I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason, and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes, and I would have tried harder to get a better grade, so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full-time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Surgery Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. On February 20th, Gamers Guild hosts a make-your-own board or card game event at 6 p.m. in FitzL Room 106. On Saturday, February 21st, see the planetarium show Culture in the Cosmos from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium, Room 018A, tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up, everyone? DJ Nuts from Mark II. What's going down Monday? I don't even know. Does it matter what day it is? It doesn't matter anymore. February 23rd, everyone. Monday, February 23rd. This is episode 87. We are quickly approaching episode 100. I need to figure out what I'm going to do. I need to do something special. Please send me some messages and let me know what I'm going to do. Anyways, how are we all doing? We got a lot of crazy starting tomorrow. I got some crazy guests coming on. Tomorrow morning is Maura Rugley, the admin assistant and the best work button you could ever ask for in the music department. She's going to come on, and we're going to spin some tunes and have some fun. Wednesday morning is Jeff Doyle, who is, if you all know Jeff Doyle, he's also an amazing human. He is in charge of the Foothills Performing Arts Center. He runs that joint, yo. And he's just an amazing humanitarian and a great person. So he's going to be on. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Awesome stuff. There will be no show on Thursday. I need to take the morning off because I have a very late night. There's a band called Drew Cadu and the Blackouts that are playing at the B-Side Ballroom. I'm opening up for them. That show starts at 7 p.m. on Thursday night at the B-Side. And the cool part is they're staying at my house. But then the next morning, they're coming on the show. So they'll be here Friday morning at 8. Yeah, so we got a kind of action-packed week going on here. Today, I'm just going to spin mainly 45s. I'm going to kind of roll through some of these that I bought recently. So once again, I hope everybody's rocking and rolling. We're going to start with some more of our trek going through Pink Floyd's The Wall because we're going to be playing it April 16th, April 17th, April 16th up at SUNY Oneonta's Ballroom. That'll be for SUNY Oneonta students, faculty, staff only. And then there's going to be a Friday show at the Foothills PAC in the big auditorium downstairs. And that is for the general public to come check it out. So, yeah, we're going to start here with Thin Ice and maybe get to maybe go through another Brick in the Wall part one. We'll see. I'm going to let it roll for a second. Happy Monday, everyone.
Mama loves her baby, and daddy loves you too. And the sea may look warm to your baby, the sky may look blue. Thank you.
I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold me tight. And I got you and I want it.
Hey, what's going on, everybody out there? Listen to Thin Ice, Pink Floyd, The Wall. And, yeah, then went into Another Brick in the Wall, Part 1, which is awesome. I'm going to spin a bunch of cool 45s today. That was I Got You, Babe, Sonny, and Cher. Cher's still amazing. Man, she can still sing. She's rocking and rolling these days still. Yeah, I picked up a bunch of 45s recently, like 300 of them, and I'm just kind of going through them and jamming some stuff. When I was driving yesterday, I had to drive to Fredonia yesterday, and on the way there, if you go past Binghamton, I forgot what radio station it is, but they always play old Casey Kasem top 40s, and this was from 1982 yesterday, and within the top, I'm going to play a couple songs and or albums that were mentioned in the top 10 for February 1982 from these artists, not the actual songs. So one of them that came up was a Juice Newton tune that I didn't know, actually. But you all know this one. This one's, there were two really big ones, I think. One was Queen of Hearts. People probably know that song. And then you'll know this one because You're My Angel in the Morning, Stan.
Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby.
Elvis. Who doesn't love a good Elvis? Before that, did I play Manic Monday? I think I did, right? Yeah. I can't even remember. It's Monday. That's how manic it is. I'm just getting over a cold, too, so my head's a little foggy up here. Yeah, everybody, I hope everybody's having a great morning. It was funny that Angel in the morning, when she says, just touch my cheek before you leave, for some reason, I always hear it as, just touch my teeth, which I always thought was really weird. I think when I was growing up, I thought she was saying, just touch my teeth. And I was like, what is wrong with this? Why is this woman want her teeth touched? She needs some kind of dentistry going on or something. I don't know. But, yeah, we're blowing through some. I got Stan Fox up here rocking and rolling in the studio with me today training. So he's going to pull out some classics, and we're gonna roll those in a second. I think I put on what is that? Oh man, this is a good story. Okay, so I was in a long-term relationship with somebody a while ago, and it was amicable. We ended things after a long time. It was a long-distance relationship, and to kind of air our grievances, I would say, we decided she asked me that all would be aired and forgiven and whatever if when we were at a karaoke session at a bar called Mama Tried in Brooklyn, if I would sing Tainted Love with her. And that was, it was like our end song of all times, which was really funny because it had happened with her in the past before or something like that. So anyways, I'm going to play some Tainted Love because it will always remind me of that relationship, which was a good relationship and ran its course. So yeah, if you're listening, I know you're not. Anyways, this one's for you. Tainted Love, yo.
sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. Understood. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Give me a drum, give me some jewelry too.
right? Blue collar man. So here's something crazy. So we're picking out, we're going through the 45s looking at it, right? And Stan and I are talking about sticks. He doesn't know that much about sticks. I know probably too much about sticks, but I thought I did. So that song, Blue Collar Man, I was like, oh, yeah. That's probably like one of the first singles or whatever they released. This is insane. I'm on Wikipedia, right, looking at Blue Collar Man, because I was like, oh, what year did this come out? I thought it was late 70s. I was correct. But it's a song by the American rock band Styx released as the first single from their eighth studio album. What is going on, Styx? Pieces of Eight. That's the name of the studio album. They had seven albums before this. That's crazy. I had did not realize, oh, Come Sail Away was an album title, I guess so. Crystal Ball, Mademoiselle. What did they have? Man, they had a lot of albums. Oh, Lady. My Lady. Is that one Best Thing? It's just funny. I'm looking through. 72? Is that the first single? It was 1972. That's crazy. The first album came out in 72. I would have never known that. I would have thought the first Styx album came out in like 77 or something, 78. Anyways, lots of stuff going down there. Hope everybody's having a good morning. Once again, it is 8:39. We're rocking here. What's in Your Pocket? DJ Nos from R2 with Stan Fox rocking and rolling behind me, picking out songs. I believe we're going to listen to The Lion Sleeps Tonight, but this is a different version. Who is this? Who is this? Robert John. I don't know this. I've never heard it. I mean, I know the song, but I haven't heard this version. But we're going to spin it up, Buttercups. Happy Monday. We'll be right back.
So when you
God, that song's so good. SOS, yo, ABBA's awesome. Okay, so with all that being said, the next song, it's once again super cool. I'm just going through these 45s and just found one by somebody named of Andrew Gold, who is it Gold, right? So this crazy, right? So this came out in 1978 and wound up being the theme song for the Golden Girls, which I didn't know was written by him. I didn't know it came out in 78. I don't know when the Golden Girls started, but I'm going to look that up right now. Golden Girls, yo. 85 to 92. So, yeah, this came out 7 years beforehand. Anyways, thank you for being a friend, yo. Stan's going to spin this right now.
Thank you. playing that song on repeat. Mouthing words that I knew. Take me right back to you. Been dreaming of you most of these nights. What we do is we feel the smell of your sheets.
What a nice day. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery. Don't worry, I brought my radio. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So, you coming home with me tonight?
Haha, yeah, sure. I don't see why not.
Hey, we should totally do a line before we go.
She, I don't see why not. Get out my pub. Or